She's the new girl in my science class. Yeah, she wants to be partners with me on this science project we have to do on memory. Yeah, like being able to remember things better. I know, but I just miss you being at the same school as me. Okay, Jen, see you there.
Marge, better make it quick. Jen's expecting me, and I want to make it on time.
Hey, Margie, did you want to talk to me about something?
You still need a partner for the science project? I don't have anyone who signed up to be with me. I need a partner, and I've got some good ideas.
Yeah, sure.
I already have a plan. Don't want to mess with it. I mean, it's fine how it is already. She has to learn not to intrude where she's not wanted. Wish she'd drop it.
What's your idea?
Oh, it's really great. I'm so excited. What if we introduced a corollary to your original hypothesis and we just added a little bit to your procedures? I mean, you know about the ways to improve memory? My brother, you know him, you've met him, you know, he's real tall, Joe. Well, he's a senior, he's always talking about classical music, plays the clarinet, you've probably heard him around campus sometimes. Well, he's going on and on about classical music will help your math scores, classical music will improve your memory and your concentration. That gave me an idea one day. He was just rambling on and on, and I thought, oh, this would make a good science project. We could do an award-winning project, I think, with this idea. Joe says that there's some pop concerts coming up. They showcase Bach and Mozart. You know Bach? You know Bach and Mozart? But it's a modern way. It's modern way. Let me tell you what we could do. I could tell you're really interested in this. I know you would be interested if you could just listen long enough.
Classical music? Whoa, what is she thinking? How can she expect me to be interested in her ideas when she didn't even ask me what my whole idea is? Anyway, I don't like her idea. Whoa, again. That is a major judgment on my part. I think Margie needs a friend. I remember my first summer at Cedars. I was so shy and didn't know how to act. I wanted to be liked, and I remember that everyone made me feel accepted and important, and that made me feel loved. Maybe I could help Margie feel accepted and important. Then she'd know she was loved and wouldn't try so hard to be liked. Let's see. How did the counselors at Cedars do it? Well, they acted as if they were interested in what I said, but I'm not interested in what she is saying. Should I fake it? No. Gotta be sincere and honest. How do I do that? Okay. Because I'm a reflection of God, and God is interested in her creation, which is a reflection of her, and what woman isn't interested in her own reflection? Then I have to be interested in her creation. Margie is her creation, so it's natural for me to be interested in her. If she was just Jen, and I really was interested, how would I act? Well, I'd look at her with interested eyes and maybe ask a question or two. Let's see, how do I gentle my eyes to make them look interested in what she's saying? Okay. Relax my forehead and think of how much God loves me and her too. God loves you. God loves you. God is love and we are his reflection. So I can learn about God by learning more about you and can be interested in you and what you're saying. I know at Cedars they used my name a lot when they talked to me. I should try that too. Okay, checklist. Look with gentle eyes, use her name, and ask good questions to show I'm really listening and that I care about her stuff.
Margie, have you ever gone to one of those pop concerts? Well, what was your favorite part?
Oh, I just loved one that we went to. They allowed somebody from the audience to conduct the orchestra. It was a guy, and he got up, and he was having so much fun. It was so funny. He got up, and you know that the orchestra conductor really controls the orchestra, right? Well, he goes in, and he gets them to go faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, and they're playing and playing and playing, and then he slows it down so slowly, and then he makes them go real loud and then real soft. Oh, it was so cool. And, of course, he thought he was really hot stuff. So when he was taking his bow, he backed up and was bowing like you see in the movies, bowing and bowing, and he backed off the podium, and he would have fallen except that the first violinist that was sitting right there caught him. Oh, it was so funny.
Margie's nice, and she's funny. I didn't know that. If I could correct my thought about her, maybe she'll find a friend who has something in common with her. I need some inspiration. Let's see. Divine love is always meeting our needs, and we are always in the kingdom of heaven, and this applies to all of God's creation. I'll keep praying to keep my thought about her loving and to remember to gentle my eyes when I'm trying to be a better listener. It worked so well with Margie that I think I'll try it with the judge at the science fair. And maybe Joe.
6 weeks later.
Hey, Marge, come meet Jen and show her our award. She's the friend from sixth grade I told you about. She wants to invite both of us for ice cream. Come on, Jen, you'll really like Margie. She's lots of fun.
Thank you. Wasn't that fun? Catherine and Lily wrote that. So is that, did you get the climate change deal? How they changed their climate of thought? Okay. So, Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health says on page 162, the effect of this science is to stir the human mind to a change of base on which it may yield to the harmony of the divine mind. And that's what was fun about what we just saw. Okay, so let's have fun today. Noticing the angel thoughts that are naturally bathing us as we experience only good, the real climate. And from Psalms in the lesson, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. And thank you, God, Father, Mother, God, we look forward today. We thank you for our gifts for us today that show us we exist as soul and as mind, which helps us as we share our talents with each other. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable peace. Amen.